Our fifth speaker is probably a familiar name to many of you, Bruce Botello. Bruce was born and raised in Juneau and recently retired after more than 35 years in state and local government. His time is occupied with a variety of nonprofit activities and pursuit of his interests in folk dance, international affairs, and genealogy. Please welcome Bruce Botello.
I was going to sit because I kind of think storytelling is more a sitting exercise than a standing one. But in 1990, I was invited by the mayor of Johannesburg to witness the changes that were going on in South Africa. Nelson Mandela had been released from prison, and he was visiting Europe to talk about a post-apartheid government, while President de Klerk, on a different itinerary, was trying to persuade Europeans to take the sanctions away. And as I traveled around South Africa, my sense was great anticipation about the future. Everyone knew that there was going to be change. Some were looking forward to it with great anticipation, great enthusiasm, and others not so much. In fact, one would say some with great fear, a lot of people with anger. I had a chance to meet with representatives of virtually every political faction, and I remember in particular the representatives of the African National Congress being very enthusiastic and also very optimistic that the change would take place very quickly, that transition to a black majority rule. And members of parliament that I talked with from the National Party were much more simply resigned to what they saw as the inevitability of majority rule. But as one who took me aside said, I want you to know this is not a change of heart. It's just a recognition of economic necessity. And I had a chance as well, and it's probably the most vivid memory, one of those meetings was with a Conservative Party member of parliament who told me that if there was power sharing, there would be a military coup, and that he intended to be part of the leadership of that uprising. And so my sense then was a country about ready to have great change. Could it make a peaceful transition, or would it descend into civil war? I think we can all venerate Nelson Mandela for the critical role he played in making that happen. It was very clear that the nation was going to need people with moral courage, vision, and goodwill to make it happen. I want to talk about another person that I'm sure most of you have never heard of, Gordon Oliver. Gordon was the Progressive Party mayor of Cape Town. He was born and raised there. And he, very early on in his life, recognized that he was going to be an opponent of apartheid, and he got involved in local politics, was elected to the city council. And in 1984, he managed to instigate an effort by the council to defy the national government and declare Cape Town an open city, by which he meant that all the facilities of the city would be open to people regardless of their color or race. It caused a great deal of consternation even within Cape Town, the white community, mostly because their beaches now were going to be integrated. In 1987, vacancy occurred for the deputy mayor, and under the form of government, the council chose the deputy mayor, would serve for 2 years, and then automatically become mayor of the city. A ceremonial post in most respects, not unlike the Juneau situation. But he had opposition, and in order to win the election within the council, he had to make a commitment that he would not use his position as deputy mayor to further advance his cause. He later really regretted it, particularly as he saw in the following 2 years incredible turmoil, near daily battles between police and particularly blacks, some coloreds, in their respective surrounding communities, the townships. And several days before he was to be sworn in as mayor in 1989, there were seven men, police call them terrorists, who were shot and killed by the police. And a memorial service was scheduled for the day he was to be sworn in. And on that day, he cut short that ceremony so that he could go to the memorial service. And from the pulpit, there was a call for a mass illegal demonstration the following week. And as he left the church, a reporter cornered him and asked him whether he planned on attending. And he said, yes, I'll be there. And that led to a great outcry among other council members, newspapers, that he was encouraging lawlessness. His concern was to make sure that the demonstration was peaceful, and so he spent several hours with the National Party police chief begging him not to break up the demonstration, and also met with the ANC, urging them to have marshals who would be present and make sure that the demonstration stayed peaceful. And even by the time I got to Cape Town several months later, that day became legend. Tens of thousands of people gathered at the cathedral, and he walked from City Hall to the cathedral, met the people gathered, and led them back to City Hall, got up on the stairs in front of City Hall, and said, people, this is your city. Gordon's a very modest man, but one thing he also did before I arrived was to persuade the council to adopt a policy, and I finish with this. The heart of Cape Town is its people. We believe that it is the democratic right of all our people, regardless of race, color, or creed, to participate fully in the city and its city council. We are actively committed to change and to achieving an open society for all. I left Cape Town hopeful about the future. That was my brush with greatness.